ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CADcast, episode number 792. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who has fallen back into Fallout, Wombat.
I mean, that's not true, right? Not true? I don't know. I have a cold, so bear with me.
You don't know what's going on? You can't breathe? Not enough oxygen?
Yeah. Yep. It hit me really last night, and I was going to try to go to the gym this morning, and I woke up, and I, drugged myself thinking I'd muscle through and get out of the house, and my wife was like, you are not going anywhere.
Don't bring your cold to Orange Theory. We don't want your cold.
That too. She's like, don't get everyone sick, and you'll die. It's not worth it. Go on Friday. I'm like, fine, I'll go on Friday.
Right.
But at least I get sexy podcast voice. So
the people in the chat are saying that you look good.
I appreciate that. I try.
And thin? Good and thin? Or is that implied in the good?
I think so.
Nice. Take that shirt off. Start flexing.
I mean, I could. I'm actually wearing a Bethesda t-shirt underneath my sweatshirt, my hoodie. So
from E3?
From E3 back in the day. The red.
Fucking rip Bethesda. That shit off. Rip that sweatshirt off. That's a classic.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. If the right music starts playing.
Are those E3 shirts going up in value now? Is that what's happening?
Why? Oh, because there's no more E3?
No more E3.
Those pizza cutters must be worth a fortune.
You just gave them all away.
I don't even have one. Oh, here it comes. Here comes the Fallout shirt. What is it?
It's the Bethesda.
Oh, the classic.
Bethesda software.
Oh, that's a good one. I want that shirt. Because Wayne Gretzky Hockey, that's the same logo that was on Wayne Gretzky Hockey boxes.
Yeah, this is the classic Bethesda Softworks logo shirt. Oh, now my hair's all a mess. And I can't.
It looks the same. Dude, it looks exactly the same.
Okay, I'll say it.
I swear.
Okay. There we go.
And now you're more comfortable. You can relax. You can breathe through your skin.
Wearing an old t-shirt that I could wear again because it's not too tight on me.
An E3 artifact.
An E3 artifact that says Bethesda on it.
The Brotherhood of Steel are going to be looking for that.
Yep, exactly.
A couple hundred years. Well, we'll talk about Fallout later. That was a tease for us talking about the Fallout TV show and game. Chip, did you watch any of the TV show? Just so we know. You didn't watch any.
Spoiler, no.
You didn't know interest in that?
No, I have interest in it. It's just, I haven't got, Mrs. Shipwreck is interested in seeing it too, although she has never played Fallout or watched me play Fallout or anything.
Oh.
But I showed her the trailer and she's like, oh, okay, it looks good. I'm interested. It has actors in it that she likes. But then I don't know, it feels like we have to be in the right mood to watch it, right?
What's the mood?
Ready to take something serious and not be tired at the end of the day?
Why serious though?
I don't think you have to take it that serious, but I would recommend not being too tired.
Well, you're saying it's we're getting too ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll just tickle people's asses with feathers instead of talking about that. Man. Did anybody celebrate 420?
It was
just a couple of days ago. Chip, you did?
It's my wife's. It's my wife's birthday.
Oh, so you did celebrate 420?
Yeah,
but not in the extra fun way. Only in the traditional way.
We had one of those fruit cakes. Yeah, not like a fruit, like a Christmas fruit cake.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
A cake with fruit in it.
It's like an edible arrangement. It comes from a place around here called Servati's, which is a bakery. It's basically it's not really a pie because it doesn't have the jam or whatever that the fruit, it's not cooked like that.
It's fruit.
But
it's like a tart.
It's got fruit. It's kind of like a tart, like a big tart.
And
does it have custard?
Yes, I think it does.
So well, like, big, like how we're putting this whole dessert together with very limited descriptions.
I think GP is correct. I think that is technically it.
Yeah, I think once he said it, I'm like, yes, it's just larger than what I typically when I think of a tart, I think of something solo sized, right? This is a single thing, and this is more like a pizza sized tart.
A big tart.
I'm gonna I'm no baker, so I may be wrong, but I think the smaller tarts are technically tartlets. And then the larger
that sounds like you shouldn't say that.
I'm just saying. Maybe that's why they don't say it anymore.
What if it's an old tart that you have and then you want to heat it up again? What would you
call that? No, I am not.
You don't know what to call it.
I know what you want me to call it, and so, I'm not going to.
So was the tart infused for 420?
With love.
Yes, with love.
Because, you know, because cannabis is legal in Ohio now for recreation, for adult use, I guess is the proper terminology. But so you could technically have a infused tart.
But it's not like we, as far as I know, like we have like, I don't know, weed places around.
That's for medical. Like, those are for medical. You need a medical like card medical. For that. My friend has that.
We don't have like all of the shops everywhere. That's just like.
Nah, but you know, you could, if you work a little bit, you could find the craft market. You know how you have like the craft beer market? You have some craft growers and maybe they're making infused tarts also. I wouldn't, maybe not tarts. I haven't heard of that. Anyway. So you're saying when the real stores open?
If the real, I can put a picture on it for you.
What, of the tart?
Of the tart. Yeah, not of the weed stores. You know what those are like.
Are you saying you're going to go to the weed store when it opens up and you don't need a medical card? Is that what you were hinting at?
That was not it.
I'd like to read between the lines.
Right.
No. All right. Well, fuck that. I went to 420 in the park in Washington Square Park, and that was absolutely insane. You know Washington Square Park, Wombat?
I am familiar with the park, yes.
So, you know, the fountain area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that area. Okay. Just picture this in your mind. So, you know, it's the round fountain. Imagine that round fountain just surrounded by tables set up and like tents that you
tables.
Tables. Oh, wait, I have. Oh, nope.
Tables.
Got there.
There you go.
Got there eventually. Tables like that and little tents like you'd see at like a farmer's market. And it was basically just all weed. Like growers, also like out of town people. It was a huge market, just and so many people because it was on a Saturday. Usually, you know, chances are it's going to fall on a weekday. This year it's on a Saturday, so it was twice as many people as last year, three times as many people. And as you can barely even walk through, it's just so many people. But as I was walking through, I walked by all the state, the park troopers. You know, they have the park troopers there with their all in the green uniform and. There's like five of them and they're all just standing together and they're just watching, looking into this crowd of like way too many people in the park, just like way too many people in the park, open weed market. And like, there's really nothing that they can do. There's no like enforcement coming or anything. So they're just standing there just like with their mouths open doing nothing anyway, but there was no incidents of anything. It was seemed to be a good time. I didn't hear about any news reports of anything going bad.
I did not either.
Yeah. So that was good. Usually, you know, people are pretty well behaved when it comes to this stuff, which is nice.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. That's all I got. And I'm home alone because the family's in Japan visiting Osaka grandma and doing all kinds of stuff.
Because it's spring break.
Spring break.
Yeah. My kids are off too, but I've been working.
So. What are they doing?
My wife's been home, so they actually went into the city on Monday, and I met up with everyone later for Passover Seder. Happy Passover, by the way. And after the Seder, I drove everyone home, but they had a fun day shopping. I'm trying to remember what yesterday was, because I feel like they did stuff. Yesterday, Tuesday. My wife and daughter got their hair done, and that is literally an all-day event.
They you leave have to at be 10, there?
No, I'm home working. Oh. They're there from 10 to 6.
Right.
What? 10 to 6.
What is going on? Oh my God. I'm so glad I'm a man and have no hair.
Oh, it's crazy. I don't understand it. And then today they went and they back into the city and they saw Wicked on Broadway because the kids had never seen that. And then they went to Margaritaville for dinner because I wasn't there to pick a restaurant. So
Margaritaville was the best they could do in Manhattan.
I think it was close to the theater and they wanted to catch the train.
God. So, I think I your know. Wife I just wanted some big ass drinks after being with the kids.
That's also probably likely. So that's what they did. And yeah, and I don't know what they're doing tomorrow or Friday yet, because I don't know. Nice. I'm working.
Right.
Yeah. I have to work. I'm boring.
Right. I've been working at the table tennis camp this week too. I mean, not getting paid, but.
I know what you mean. Volunteering.
Volunteering. Mm-hmm. And I got a new $300 paddle today.
Nice. I didn't.
That would be too much for you, I think. Yeah, it's too much for me.
I wouldn't know what to do with it.
You hit the ball with it. Mm-hmm. In various ways. In various ways.
$300 ones?
Yeah. Okay. Same as the $25 ones. You just do it better. Hopefully. Should we show feedback?
Sure.
Should I do this long one? Because it's
You do the long one. I know you added it, so.
This was in regards to my karate training story where I got my ass kicked, and Hayes wrote in and he said that listening to that unlocked some traumatic experiences that he had when he was a kid. He said when he was doing his exam to get the blue belt, they made me fight a bunch of grown ass black belt adults. He was 17. He says, I remember how angry I was feeling and having to hold my tears back after getting kicked the hell out of me. After that night, I couldn't even go to school because the pain was unbearable and no amount of Advil worked. Turned out that I had a sprained rib. And then he said he never went back there or trained karate ever again. And blah, blah, blah. He said his story was really similar to mine. And he believes that the Karate Kid movie was onto something. And maybe there are a lot of asshole senseis out there.
I mean, I could see that. I could see senseis who,
you know. I was an adult at the time, so that's different. You know, I knew, and I'm, you know, it was big. At least not a, I mean, I'm assuming he wasn't 6'4". But I definitely, my ribs hurt. Everything hurt after that.
You were never brought to tears?
I didn't cry, no. But maybe after. I remember.
I mean, I was young doing karate, so there was definitely times where
you cried.
The tears were flowing.
But not because you got hurt, right? Or because you just like you lost something, or
I mean,
you lost a match.
The first time I tried to break some boards and didn't, that kind of hurt.
Yeah.
But I was right up. I mean, I broke them the next time, tears and all, just because I had to.
Did it hurt?
Not when I actually did it correctly. If you do it incorrectly, yes.
But you cried when you did it correctly too, or no?
Oh, I was still crying from the first time.
Oh, you went back. You go.
Yeah,
you don't
I
give
went
up.
Back. It was like back to the end of the line and come back around.
What is up with the breaking thing? Like, I don't know. It's weird. How could a little kid break a cement block if it was ever like, if that was like a real test of anything? You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, there's a big difference between a cement block and a table tennis ball. I can believe a kid can hit a table tennis ball hard if he knows how to do it right. But I don't think like a 60-pound kid can, I don't know, whatever, break something really hard, no matter what technique he uses. Anyway, what else? That's funny.
I was waiting for more comparisons between a ping pong ball.
I haven't met many. Hold on. Give me a minute.
All right.
No, I never cried during karate, but I did remember after the test sitting in the locker room after, and my friend did it with me. We did the karate class together, and that's in my 20s. I just remember sitting in the locker room after, and we both looked at each other. We were like, what the fuck was that? Like, that was fucking crazy. Like, and I remember it was on the second floor, and you have to walk down a very steep, narrow set of stairs. And I just remember walking down those stairs was very difficult. Because the beatings. All right, what else we got in the show feedback?
Sure. Rectum662 has to say, I don't know if I agree with Wombat in regards to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles being bigger than Avatar.
The rest of this is like, why? Yes, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is bigger than Avatar.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah, I was going to say,
this is a whole Spider-Man versus Iron Man conversation.
This is, I think, even more laughable because Iron Man had a $1 billion movie at the time we had that conversation. This is Avatar The Last Airbender, although it is a popular franchise.
Sure.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a multi-billion dollar phenomena that's been a $1 billion phenomena for close to 40 years. So yeah, I'm gonna give the nod to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Should I ask ChatGPT?
That doesn't have anything to do with the quality of Avatar The Last Airbender or
it's
people's
not
enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
Just like the cultural impact of the two it's a huge gap between the two.
I agree. Yes. As Ship said, it's not a knock on the quality of the show, with no one saying it's a bad show or doesn't do what it does extremely well. But to say that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is not a larger thing, silly.
Yeah. ChatGPT agrees.
This is like comparing a ping pong ball to a cinder block.
Exactly.
It's not. Those who know. You know the truth. What else?
Well, Wade Skelton, 7585, if you want to know the numbers. Man, I don't know why, but I laughed my ass off while Wombat was describing how his legs don't bend the way other people's legs bend. Made me think about the cheap action figures that couldn't bend at the knee and how both legs had to swing together. Was that how the Star Wars ones were? He says, sorry, Wombat, no offense, but that shit was funny. I'm sure you're still an excellent rower. Also, GP fighting kids is something this show needs to push it into the next level.
Not fighting any kids.
I know you're not fighting any kids. Yeah, no, I still row like a frog. There's no getting around that. Every time I row, it's and I'm so aware of it too.
You row like a frog? You said you had frog's legs, was the...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I row because my legs go like this. Like,
oh, why? Oh, because the belly's in the way. Because the belly's in the way?
Probably. That's probably part of it. Also, my legs just go like... They don't go like this. They go like a
put your leg. Can you put your legs up on the desk? Like, the desk is the rowing machine, and your chair is the seat of the rower. And
then I don't have enough room behind me.
I just want to see you push your whole desk over.
It would look like I'm having a baby.
That's good too. Yeah. Either result is fine for me.
Uh-huh. I know. Would it be comedy? Yes. Am I going to do it? Absolutely not.
Right. I need to show up at that Orange Theory one day. I wish you wouldn't do it so early.
Yeah, that's your own fault.
That's like your kryptonite to keep me away from there.
I know. I even woke up early classes. Yep, I got out of bed at 6:15 this morning thinking I was going to go. I'm like, I'm going to go to Orange Theory.
Is that your normal time? You wake up 6:15?
Between 6 and 6:15.
That's very early. What about you, Shep?
I'm that same window.
Kids, mm-hmm. Young kids.
Mm-hmm. My kids aren't that young. My daughter's the same age as yours.
No, I know. I was talking about the ship. You, I don't know. Why are you waking up so early?
I don't know. Actually, Sabrina is at school. Usually, it depends depending upon the day. She could be at school before 7. So, she does the morning announcements for the school.
Do you take her to school?
Sometimes depends on the day. Sometimes I do. Sometimes Laura does.
Oh, she has to. Someone has to take her.
Someone has to. We don't have bus. We're too close.
Right.
But too far to drive. Too far to walk. Too close for a bus.
Right.
By 0.1 mile. So it's annoying.
I wake up at 7:30 because nobody needs me to do anything until 7:30. Mm-hmm. That's when I wake up.
That's because your son doesn't do the morning announcements.
Well, he walks to school. unless it's raining or really cold and snowing, then I'll drive him.
Mm-hmm.
But luck, thanks to global warming, it's really not much snow or cold anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is that it for the show feedback? That is the end of the show feedback. How about watch this, jerks?
Sure. What's this? What's number one?
I watched Barbie because Mrs. Cheapy is away and she did not want to watch. I kept asking her to watch it and she kept saying no. So I watched it. Did you watch it, Wombat?
I did.
I watched it the same day you watched it the first time, I think.
I don't know. I didn't love it. I feel like it was hyped up a lot. So by the time I got to it, like probably my expectations were too high. I mean, I thought it was pretty clever. I didn't actually make it to the very end. Like it was getting a little much. You know what I'm saying? Why are you shaking your head?
It's not even that long a movie.
It wasn't that long.
Less than 2 hours.
I mean, maybe I got to the end. I don't know. Barbie was crying about something and I was like, yeah, the patriarchy came back. And then it was gone.
You got close. Yeah. Okay.
I was really like at the end and I was like, yeah, okay.
You were very close to the end.
I didn't really care that much at the end of the day. Like I see what they did with Barbie.
You wanted the patriarchy to stay. And then you're like, wait, that's where you turned it off. You're like, yep,
Cheapy likes
we have resolution here. The patriarchy is here.
It was, I mean, it was hardly there at all. Like, that was like, you could blink and that, if he went to the bathroom during that section of the movie, I feel like you would miss that whole patriarchy section. You know, it wasn't that long. Then again, I watched it in two sections, so I'm not really sure. Maybe my timing is off, but I feel like Kendom didn't last that long in running time.
I don't think it was supposed to.
No, I get it. You didn't want to upset everybody. I mean, like, I appreciate what they did with it. I didn't really care. Like, I don't care about Barbie at all in general. But they couldn't get me to care, basically. That's all.
Okay.
I stared at Barbie's butt when I was supposed to. And I enjoyed that.
Which Barbie?
The blonde Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
What they call it? I didn't even like it. Was so
stereotypical Barbie.
That was so weird. That whole thing, I thought that was just really weird.
Hi, Barbie.
Like, then stereotypical Barbie is white Barbie. And like the whole point of the movie is like diversity and all this stuff. But still, the main character of the movie is the white blonde Barbie and the white blonde.
That's Barbie.
I'm not criticizing.
Did you not hear the part where she's who you think about if you think about Barbie?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But what I'm saying.
You understand the subtle undertones.
Subtle, so subtle.
So we're in the Barbie movie.
So, yeah. So my head, my shoulders were fucking aching because they were so subtle. It was my head was.
You should have watched American Fiction instead.
Beaten down with it. American Fiction? You talked about that. Yes. Probably. I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to check out the visuals mostly because I heard a lot about the visuals. And
it's a very practical movie. And I think that does help make the movie better. The effects are mostly practical. Those sets are real. It's screens. And I think it makes a difference.
It was cool. Like,
it's
I don't
a tactile
know.
Universe.
What score would you give the choreography?
It's pretty good. That was Simu Liu, right?
Yes.
As Asian Ken?
Yes.
Like, I appreciate the job that what's the actor's name? Ryan Gosling did as Ken. Yes. Like the job with his body, I mean, like looks like he didn't eat. He only ate probably egg whites for just raw eggs only for 6 months and worked out 8 hours a day. I don't know. It was fine. I don't know. I'll never think about it again except when I'm masturbating to Ryan Gosling,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You watched Crisis on Infinite Earth. I saw that on there, and I was like, am I going to watch the second half of Barbie or fucking Crisis on Infinite Earth? But
I watched Crisis on Infinite Earth, part one on HBO Max.
Oh, that's a part one?
It's a part one. It's still complete. I would say it's worth watching, especially for you, because you're going to be happier watching this an hour and a half at a time than
For sure.
3 hours. Are you familiar with Crisis on Infinite Earth in any way, shape, or form?
Have they made one of these animated movies before?
They haven't made a Crisis on Infinite Earth animated movie, but it is based on a graphic novel from...
I probably wouldn't know it then.
The 1980s. They do change things up quite a bit, but it does hit... If you're familiar with the story, it is going to hit all the beats that you're expecting it to hit if you're a fan of it. There's definitely, you know, a lot. It's lots of cool Easter eggs if you're a DC Comics fan. I actually really enjoyed it. It's Flash-centric.
It's Flash-centric?
It's Flash-centric. It's funny because it's like this is what kind of... Well, you saw the Flashpoint animated movie.
I love that movie. That's great. Yes,
and you see, and you watch this and you're like, oh, I see what they wanted the Flash movie to be. They wanted it to be like a combination of those two stories.
Right.
And they just couldn't quite make it work. And here's these animated movies that make it work.
I have a theory why the movie didn't work, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Because they made the Flash so annoying. Like, you can't make him that annoying.
Yeah, this Flash is not annoying. This Flash is endearing.
Okay, great. That's like Flashpoint was the same way. Mm-hmm. It's like she was.
It is the same Flash.
Okay.
Those movies are all connected. Cool. It is the same Flash.
Oh, wow. That was so long ago.
Yep.
Cool. Excellent. All right, we can talk about Fallout now.
Yes, we could talk about Fallout. Or should I talk about the other thing I watched first and then we'll do Fallout?
Sure.
Yeah, I also watched on Max. I watched Conan O'Brien Must Go, the 4-part Conan O'Brien travel series. It's new. It's funny. It's Conan O'Brien making an ass out of himself in foreign countries. So if that's up your alley, which it is for me, you're going to very much like this.
I thought about watching that. I saw that on there on the, that's HBO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that there. I was like, sure, that's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I have full control over this TV.
You should watch it. You should watch Crisis first, though. I think because you're a fan of those, you might like it more.
I feel like, no, but Mrs. Cheapy will watch that.
Oh, okay. So maybe
if you say it's good, she will watch that. Ty would watch it too, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Ty would probably not watch Fallout, though.
No?
I don't know. It's pretty adult. Like, even though he's 16, like, I don't...
Why wouldn't he watch it?
I don't know. I don't think he knows much about Fallout.
That's different, but you know, might like it.
It's got a fair amount of fucking in it for.
I mean, it doesn't have that. I don't want to say there's no nudity in it. There is.
I mean, there's a surprising amount of fucking and violence. I mean, I guess violence part is not that surprising, but
it is not that surprising, especially if you go back, if you remember the games, there is a lot of violence.
Right. In those video games. Right. And every fucking TV show is violent now anyway. So why wouldn't this one be? But the sex part and the adult nature of basically the show itself beyond just the violence surprised me.
How do I talk about Fallout, especially since Chip hasn't seen it yet, and not spoil anything? I thought the good things are really, really good, but I thought the not good things were kind of lame. And
An unusual stance than what you usually have on the good things and the lame things.
I enjoyed the good things. I did not like the bad things.
I enjoyed the lame things.
I was going to say, but the quality of what makes it good greatly outweighs the stuff that I wasn't enjoying in the show. So the parts that I felt were too slow or they
flashbacks, right? The flashbacks to the part you don't like, but you never like flashbacks. You're anti-flashback in general.
It's not that I hated the flashbacks. There was some of it that I found interesting, you know, from a Fallout lore perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. But I felt like they could have done they could have cut it in half and I still would have had the same understanding of what they were trying to show. Without as much of it that they showed.
I think I like the background because then you care about the characters, especially some of the, like the, what's the guy? The ghoul. You know, he's been Walton around for Goggins. A while. You need to learn about the backstory. I really liked it. We watched the whole season, me and Mrs. Chibi, and we both really liked it. Mrs. Chibi is a big Fallout fan. She played the original, she played Fallout and Fallout 2. On PC when it came out, and so we both really enjoyed it. We binged the shit out of that. We like every night we watched an episode, and I think one day we watched two.
I like the cast in it too. I thought they all did a decent job. I think Maximus is probably the weakest link of the three main characters.
I like his character. I like his character because it's complex. Like you don't know like. Is he an asshole? Is he out for himself?
Sometimes he talks like he has like a baby voice sometimes. And that bothered me.
I haven't noticed
the baby voice parts. Like he talks like a little kid. I think it's because, you know, I think it's intentional. Like his character never really grew up.
Okay.
So he has this childlike naivety.
Yes. Yes.
So sometimes, but it comes out through in his voice. And I just found that annoying.
It's a little weird. His character is a weird character. It's not because he's not super weird. He's sort of on the border of being weird, which is interesting. I found it interesting. Painkiller. I
mean, he's in a weird
situation in the universe for sure. Painkiller in the chat says, "I'm a Fallout fan. Thought the show was okay, but Silo is doing it better." Have you watched Silo on Apple?
I started watching Silo and I got bored and stopped.
Whoa, Silo is really good. And Silo is way more tense and just overall like sort of its own creepy ambiance and its own unique thing going on. I think, yeah, probably Silo is a little better, but they can both. Both are, you know,
I like the Fallout. I like the dressing. I like the dressing of Fallout. I like the.
Oh, yeah. Then they do it great. Like everything looks great. Like
everything looks great. I, you know, and you're seeing all these things and you know what they are and the outfits and the, you know, and the nods to the game, you know, just in the changes of Lucy's outfit as the game, as the show progresses.
It's cool.
It is cool because you know exactly what's happening without them having to tell you what's happening. And I appreciate that.
And on the same level, if you've never played Fallout before, you can still enjoy the show. Like if you don't, it won't like, you wouldn't be like, I don't know what's going on or what is this? What is, they did a good job. They did a good job.
I will say that the scene with the guy's foot almost made me vomit. But other than that,
dude, I watch so many. I just look away. I just see it coming and I look away.
I couldn't look at it. I could not look at it.
You shouldn't look at it. I don't know why they, like, do we need to see it? We there's something about not seeing stuff. That's great too. Can we just
not
leave stuff to leave stuff to the imagination? I mean, we know you can do it. We know we have the technology. Doesn't mean we need to see somebody's foot hanging by like the cartilage. I don't even know what it was. I looked away fast, but I knew I didn't want to see it.
Mm-mm.
It was like, looked like somebody's
just
foot.
Like, just like maybe this show is a pass.
No, I mean, that's the exact reason why, like when I said we had to be in the mood for it, like,
but it's the tone is not like, it's not the opposite tone of Silo, even though they're both like these sci-fi universes. Silo is much more like grim. Like this is grim in a, you know, it's got the Fallout, upbeat Fallout, like
it has a dark, music. You know? That dark, that's the part sense of looking, humor. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see that
part. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm just not big on like gross.
Yeah, you look away for a second. It's good. It's good. Yeah. Jump in. You're gonna like it.
It's not the majority of the show. But to its, you know, to its credit, so that when it does show you something that's gross, you're like, okay, that's super gross. But it's not every episode, but there are a couple of, like, you know, count on one hand moments where you're like, oh, that's super gross, and that was super gross, and that
one
was
an episode, at least
disturbing.
One an episode, at least,
yeah,
yes, you're right. But a lot of, that's not unusual anymore. In a lot of series, share that. Especially even fucking Shogun, Amazon. Even Shogun has some fucking gross. Like, I need to see the guy's fucking head come off. Do I? Like, all right. I think is that all we're watching? I think that's it.
That's enough. Yeah,
that's
we'll
enough.
Talk more about Fallout later.
Sure. Ship, watch some so we can talk about it more. Do your job, man.
Watch the Bluey episode. What more do you want from me?
Not that.
Did you cry? Did everyone cry at Bluey?
I did not, because I got up and like, oh, I gotta go get a glass of water.
You hid during the crying part? Wow, that's wimpy.
Yeah. Wow. That's like classic dad move right there.
No, I show my son my tears.
I think someone's at the door.
Right. We can check on I think the dryer went off. Let me go see if the dryer's on.
I gotta change the oil in the cars. I'll be back in a jiff.
And I'm just gonna be chopping these onions right here while I watch the show. I don't know if anything happens during the show, but I'll just be chopping these onions.
Why are they putting up a for sale sign?
Like, that show is just so well written for what it is. Like, it's
I've never seen it. That's all. I think you would
enjoy it quite a bit.
I wouldn't know where to start. I feel like I need to know where to start.
Episode
just
one.
Start at the beginning. They're 7 minutes long usually, right?
Wombat, it is a show for children. You can definitely figure out what's going on. You can jump in anytime. You can I'm sure you can watch the last episode and you'd know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it's just like this episode like has so many, like this is the first half hour long episode they've done, which, I mean, it's four times as long as the previous episodes. And so it like has a lot of callbacks to like characters that don't show up all the time.
Reddy, so. Greeny, yellowy. I love yellowy and browny.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I've watched that show when you guys came over and stayed here. Yeah. I was forced to watch it.
Yeah. You saw it was the 80s or whatever, right? Saw that episode?
Yeah. It's Australian. They got some clever Australian comedy writers.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some good stuff come from there. New releases. Is there any good stuff in here?
The new version of Lunar Lander came out this week.
I love Lunar Lander.
Which is okay. $30.
So it's a battle royale now? What's going on with Lunar Lander?
Where are we beyond now?
I'm checking this out fast.
It's more like a platformer version of Lunar Lander.
That doesn't sound right. Let's see.
I didn't request the code for it. They asked me if I wanted one. I just knew that I was going to be busy and I didn't want to waste their time.
Did you write them back? I'm busy.
No, I just didn't reply. There's a couple of games this week where I could have gotten codes and didn't. When I say it out loud, I feel like a dick, but
I can't even tell what kind of game this is. Oh, here it is.
It's like a platformer version of Lunar Lander, if you're familiar with Lunar Lander.
No, it's not. What do you mean platformer? You're flying through space, though.
Well, you're going like through levels and...
Right.
Yeah, like a platformer.
I wouldn't call that a platformer. You're flying. Platformer can't be when you're in air most of the time.
I mean, platformer, I think, just implies that it's a linear level style game where you have to get through obstacles.
I don't know about that.
It does?
It's not.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Yeah, it's not. This is not what I would
have to be come jumping. To mind.
I feel like it has to be jumping.
I feel like
and running.
It has to
running,
be jumping in a
at
platform.
Least running, not flying. Yeah, let's see what cool. Steam's the. I'm looking at the Steam store. What's the genre so, here?
What's the genre we have here of Lunar Lander Beyond?
There's a demo though.
It says adventure probably.
There's a demo. I can tell you that. It's not. Not setting the Steam store on fire, I can tell you that. It's got two reviews. I don't think it's... Oh, wait, here we go. Exploration, flight, space sim, 2D. They would call this a flight game, is what they call this. No one tagged it as platformer.
I don't know. That's how I would describe it, but that's just me. Anyway, there's only two reviews. But
Have you ever played a platformer before?
No, clearly I haven't.
Well, I bet I'm going to tag it as a platformer for you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Platformer. Would you call it a 2D platformer, a 3D platformer, a platformer, a precision platformer, or a puzzle platformer?
I think it's a 2D precision puzzle platformer.
I can only do
literally
one.
Literally how I would describe it.
I'm going to leave the store alone. So the game looks... Actually, I like the art style of the game, just looking at the seeing like the trailer there. Mm-hmm. I would check it out if they sent me a code. Do you guys remember Lunar Lander?
Do you want me to ask?
Sure.
I can ask them for one tomorrow.
Do it.
Okay, I'll get you a code tomorrow.
Do it.
The last time I got one of these games, I think I played like 10 seconds of it. What was the last one of those like remixed Atari games that
Recharge games?
No, Berserk. It was Berserk. That really turned me off, actually. As somebody who has Evil Otto on my backpack as a pin.
We'll see. We'll discuss it tomorrow then.
Okay. By the way, speaking of pins on my backpack, somebody, when I was in the city for 420, somebody said, "Hey, man, I really like your Parappa pin." And I was like, "Cool, man." The younger urban man. And I felt like a young hip man myself with my Parappa pin. Thank you. That kept me going the rest of the day, that compliment. I was like, all right. All right, what else we got here?
Well, there's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade Wrath of the Mutants.
Okay. I like that.
So, do you know what that is? That's the 2017.
That's a more recent arcade game.
Yeah. Oh, so I don't like that.
It's actually not bad. Like, I've played quite a bit of that in the arcade with
Ash. Oh, I was going to say, did you get a code for it?
No. I've played the arcade game. So I would be interested.
That was the other one that I...
Oh, okay. I would be interested in this one.
Sorry.
Just because Dash and I have played a lot of it and it wouldn't cost me putting more dollars.
Okay, well then I'll email them tomorrow too and ask for a code.
It's very much a like what you would imagine, like the 2017 turtles were kind of those blocky looking turtles. Mm-hmm. Like blocky hands and everything. In a typical Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game, like the brawler type thing, where you're throwing people into the screen and it's got all that type of stuff. So it's good.
Good.
I learned today that the guy from Revenge of the Nerds was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The guy who played Takeshi was one of the turtles.
Okay.
I don't know which one, but I saw he's coming to that thing at Cradle of Aviation on Long Island. That's somehow it's Revenge of the Nerds themed this year.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Right? Like, that's good though. I think people like, I bet you get a good turnout on Long Island. You could probably got like a lot of 50-year-old dads that like, yeah, I want to meet Ogre. And
Ogre's going to be there.
Dude, Ogre, yeah, Ogre. Lewis.
Okay. Lewis, too?
Takeshi. Wow.
Okay.
Was that
and
it?
Booger. And Booger.
No, it's not Booger.
Curtis Armstrong was in one of the pictures. Yes, he was.
No, he's in the picture, but he wasn't listed as one of the guests.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they showed the picture of them all together, like the four of them together.
The scam.
As adults. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was bummed because that's Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah.
I was bummed. I would have noticed. And yeah.
What about Lamar? Is Lamar going to be there?
No, I think I'm pretty sure it was just those three. And then they had some other people there. But I want to meet Ogre.
Me too.
He was in First and 10 too. Do you remember that show? The football show?
Yes, with Delta Burke.
And he was in that. Do you remember? He was like the big linebacker and I forgot what his name was.
Probably also Ogre.
I think it was Ogre. That show had a lot of nudity in it, so I watched that. Mm-hmm. I made sure to watch that.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was pretty good. OJ was in that show, right? Wasn't OJ in that show?
It might be.
He was in it. OJ, First and 10. Yeah, there he is. I knew it.
Exciting.
What else?
Which country is larger for Switch?
That's a game.
Yeah.
Which country is larger?
Yes.
There are other games to talk about, though. There's
Where is Drake? Where is Drake? Is that the game you wanted to talk about?
Tales of Kenzera, Zao. That's an EA game. It's like an EA. What do they call them now? EA Originals. It's an EA Original.
Oh.
Which is it's a Metroidvania game. Based on the creator's African heritage. Where is he from? I was trying to look it up.
Africa,
where exactly he's from.
I guess.
The game is heavily inspired by Bantu cultures. So, and also the creator is an actor named Abubakar Salim, and he was on the show Raised by Wolves. So So part of the look of the game is based on his experience while filming that show in South Africa. Yeah.
That show had a really cool look to it. I love the design of that show. I can't believe that show.
You might be interested. It is on, PlayStation Mid, but my PlayStation Mid ran out. So I did not renew full PlayStation Mid. I only renewed PlayStation Basic. So I don't have PlayStation Mid to play it.
Oh, this looks really nice. Ship, I think you would really like this game.
And it's a cool looking Metroidvania.
I had seen some of this previously.
Yeah, this game looks great, and I wanted to play it. I just, like I said, I didn't renew the right thing. So,
oh, you get if you have EA something, you can play this.
If you have PlayStation Mid, you can.
Oh, play PlayStation Mid. Okay, sorry, you did say that.
You would not call this game a platformer? Just checking.
It's a flight sim.
It is considered a Metroidvania.
That's a platformer.
That's a Metroidvania is a subgenre of platformer in my mind.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What else we got here, Wombat?
Pretty Girls Escape Plus.
Plus. Okay, that's out.
We mm-hmm. have Yuden Chronicle 100 Heroes. Ayuden? Euden? How do you pronounce that?
I didn't.
I don't know.
I didn't do anything. I don't know.
Shuriken Chronicle?
Euden
Chronicle 100 Heroes. It's getting very good reviews. It's a classic style JRPG game with 100 characters in it. And 100 heroes.
They've made these before, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But it's supposed to be very good. And I like the art style in it. I don't know if I'll give it a shot, but it is on Game Pass.
That's not your bag.
It doesn't mean I wouldn't give it a shot. It's on Game Pass and I have Game Pass. It's just sitting there saying download it and start it up.
Yeah, or you're gonna play Fallout 4. One of the two.
Mm-hmm. Look, you may know me better than I know me, but that doesn't mean that you know me better than
right.
I know
me. How did it take this long for Switch to get four in a row? Like that blows my mind that four in a row has not been a game yet on
now,
Switch.
I'm assuming
are we doubling
that's
up on titles at this point?
Connect Four. I'm assuming that's Connect Four without having to pay.
There's Milton definitely Bradley. There's definitely like seven other versions of that game on there.
I'm waiting for Hello Kitty four in a row.
There's four in a row spelled out, F-O-U-R in a row. Mm-hmm. There's this one, the number four in a row. There's F-O-R in a row. Trust me, they've got it all covered. There's four in a column. They got that. They got every variation of that. They're all like $3.99.
What about Corn Kids with a Z 64?
That makes it cool.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look at this when I look.
It does remind me of my college days. It's 64 Corn Kids. That was the hot game, right? On Nintendo.
Yep.
Look that up. Let me know.
It's a 3D platformer.
Spaceships? Are
you sure? I'm positive. Oh, Taco Cat is in it or something. I don't know. I'm watching it. It looks like, it's an N64 style 3D platformer. It's exactly what you'd expect it to be. Doesn't look bad.
Okay.
Doesn't look bad for $7. Board Kids 64 might be worth a look.
See, we make fun, but we don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
Four in a row could be awesome.
10 out of 10 on Steam.
There you go. What does four in a row have on Steam?
Oh no, I don't. Yeah. I don't know.
Four
in a row. Is it on?
Yeah. Four in a row.
By the way, Ship, we have a message from Eric who's watching us on YouTube channel. He said he wanted to let you know that, I just scrolled. He said that he wants to know if you remember meeting him at the E3 2018 Fortnite party event. Remember meeting Eric?
I remember meeting people at the Fortnite parties.
I'll never forget. I looked up and you were there and I expressed my love for you, Wombat, and Chibi. Which is a nice sentiment.
That's nice. Which was 2018? Was that the big one?
Fortnite?
Was that the big Fortnite one like at the near the Olympics place?
With the In-N-Out burger trucks?
Could be. Is the one that had the concerts and not the one with the guy that dresses up in the Solo Cup
not Oliver Tree.
Not Oliver Tree, the one before that that had somebody from like the Black Panther or Spider-Man soundtrack. I don't remember.
Oh yeah. That guy who was very mean. He was like making fun of gamers.
That was making fun of gamers.
I remember
meeting people at both. Right. So I probably do remember meeting you, Eric.
Right.
I would have to have a face to go with the name.
Right. Great. All right. What else we got? Is that it? That's it for the new releases, right?
That's it for new releases, yes.
Okay. There's a game called Ratterinth, which is like a labyrinth, but with rats, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to your fortnightly news, Wombat. Let's hear all about what's going on in Fortnite.
There was some controversy. I'm still playing Fortnite. Right. There was some controversy in Fortnite where, oh my God, I'm literally having like a brain hemorrhage.
It was the Hitler skin, right?
No, Donald Mustard had a big interview with Stephen Toledo this week.
Okay.
Donald Mustard, who was the creator, essentially, of Fortnite, who left the game fairly recently, and he had a pretty candid interview with Stephen Totillo. Thank you.
I thought it was somebody else. Okay.
Yeah, Stephen Totillo. I'm like, what? Yeah. So Donald Mustard spoke to Stephen Totillo about why he left Fortnite. And, and it's exactly the reasons why you thought. He wasn't thrilled with the direction that they're going in with all of these different game modes. He wanted the game to focus more on live events and doing more within the Battle Royale scenario that
he the main helped. Game that people are spending their time in.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, and I agree with him. I think he's right. And I'm not surprised that he left. So,
how long ago did he leave? Is that?
He left during chapter 3. So
that's a while ago.
It's a while. The last thing he worked on was Chapter 3, Season 3.
Ship, so what chapter are we on now, Ship?
Chapter 5,
chapter
Season 2.
Oh, you knew. Something. Oh, you knew. Okay.
Well, that's...
Yeah, you're into it. I forgot.
I sucked in. I've not played it in a couple weeks.
Oh, just quit cold turkey like that.
I don't find Avatar stuff all that exciting, and the mythical gods.
That's lame.
It was okay for a while, but I'm like, I don't know. I got up to level. I'll probably get to level 100, but I'm like levels. I don't know. I'm like 60 or 70.
Well, I bet you got him, man. I mean, he's in.
No, it's because
he is in.
It's because Dash plays. Like, I've never sat down and played Fortnite without either my daughter or my son playing Fortnite.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's fine. But yeah, and they also added Billie Eilish this week. That's the other big thing.
Oh, okay. I like Billie Eilish.
Yep. She's now in the game. They replaced Lady Gaga with Billie Eilish. It's the festival pass, so you get a whole bunch of stuff. It's not just the skin.
What do I get? Tell me what I get. I need to know what
you
if
get,
it's a good value.
Like a couple of music tracks, like 6 or 8 or whatever it might be. You get some fancy musical instruments. You get 2 styles for Billie Eilish, and I think it's under $18 for the whole festival pass.
All right. I think it's unlockable.
Phineas is not unlockable. I also personally think that the festival stuff is too expensive. Knowing that the Avatar, the Last Airbender pass is about $10, $9, whatever it is, and you get a similar amount of stuff. I think, you know,
more popular, Billie Eilish or Avatar?
That's a good question. I don't know if I can answer that.
But that's ChatGPT. I can just plug that right in because
I think you get better stuff in the Avatar Pass for half the price. So I don't know. I think they overcharge for it. That's just me. But then again, every game I go into, I see like half the lobby is Billie Eilish now.
Yeah.
So I could very well be wrong about
name
that.
All the Avatar people.
You got Goku and Piccolo.
Yes.
And good. Liu Kang.
Right. Naruto.
And Naruto.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's all 4 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I know. I know my peeps.
ChatGPT says that Avatar likely makes more money than Billie Eilish.
Okay.
It's fair.
But it's hard. You can't be certain, but in case you're wondering.
Yeah, so there's that, and that's what's going on in Fortnite right now. And yes, Donald Mustard is right. They probably should go back to basics. But even he says, you know, some of the stuff they're doing is great, but it's like what they're doing is great, but they need to, you know, if they focused more on what is working and stop. Tim Sweeney, I think, is just the worst, but that's just me.
You didn't think the Rock Band direction was the way to go?
I don't think the Rock Band direction was the way to go. You know what? It's not the Epic created modes that are the problem. It's still the leaning so much into creative mode and everything. The UI is just such a mess because of it. It's so convoluted and confusing. And it used to be so streamlined and elegant. And that's what's so frustrating. It would be one thing if it was always a mess and it was something everyone's been complaining about for 5 years, but they had something that was so clean. And then they made a mess of it. And that's sort of the problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now the instruments work. Yeah.
Congratulations.
You can buy instruments now again for Fortnite. Plastic instruments.
You can.
I'm not going to. I still have mine in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Do the old ones still work?
I think some of them do. I think for it to work on an Xbox One, though, you need like wireless adapters. But it may work on your PlayStation.
And they probably don't exist. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
There'll be some artisanal ones.
Sure.
I don't need to buy another guitar. Like I've got plenty of songs. Well, it's there. It just sucks that you have to pay whatever.
I mean, it's not V-box. Rock Band, right? Like,
right. You're not so getting you're not getting the initial, like, here's this huge track list that you just get out of the gate, right? So
yeah,
it's all not, like, piecemeal.
Mm-hmm. There's, like, I mean, there's always going to be stuff. You can
buy
there,
Buddy Holly for like $5 or something. Like,
if you want it all the time, otherwise you're stuck.
The
with
song, the song. Yeah. I don't know if they actually have Buddy Holly. Oh,
if they had a Buddy Holly festival pass, I might actually do that. But that would just be me. They would sell one to me.
What would you pay per month for, like, a rock band subscription service where it has?
Don't give them ideas.
Well, it's a good idea. I'm not. Yeah. I mean. Yeah, they have a, like, you know, obviously there's been a lot of Rock Band games. Of course, you know, licensing is hard and all that stuff, but they've made a lot of games. Let's say
didn't they try to do that
Guitar
once?
Hero Live.
That was a ridiculous disaster. That was nothing like a flat subscription service, though. That was just like them, I don't know. That seemed like an experiment on humans to see, like, they can navigate storefront.
What if they made Spotify, but it was Rock Band?
Yeah, and you're starting off with, like, let's say they can't get all the old stuff in, but let's say they get a good chunk of it in there. Like, what would you pay per month? And, you know, I guess I personally wouldn't play enough. I would pay $15 a month if they had a good selection of songs and they were constantly adding new songs.
But what if you had to buy new instruments?
If I had to buy new instruments, that's okay. I don't want to be buying songs, though, when they come out. I want them just to add the songs for free with my subscription.
All right. Well, yeah.
Because then it's going to be stupid. If I'm paying a subscription and now, like, oh, it's the Aerosmith pack, I have to pay extra money for that. It better be $1, like, for the whole fucking pack. Like, it better be, like, a real microtransaction.
That's why I like Supernatural better than Beat Saber on VR. Supernatural is $10 a month and you never have to pay for the new music.
It's a little different in that the Beat Saber stuff is pretty complex. Like, they've sequenced the tracks.
So is the Supernatural stuff.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Not that much different at all. So no, I would disagree.
But you can't, like, the music in Supernatural is changing, right? Like, you can't be like, oh, I'm going to practice Daft Punk now because they may not have that on the selection, right?
Sure, things don't go away.
Oh, every workout they just keep it.
You could go back to when it first started and do the first workout where the coach goes, "Welcome to Supernatural. This is our first workout." It's still there.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So no, things do not go away, and they do have artist series every now and again where if you want to do, and those don't go away either, where it's just like the one singer. Or you could search by Daft Punk and find a playlist that has Daft Punk in it.
And that's, what is that, $10 a month?
Yeah, that's $10 a month.
So that's a good price, I think, for Rock Band. They could come up with something similar.
I was going to say, it's literally the same thing, except it's VR punching. But
same concept.
But it is the same concept, and the songs do not go away. Yeah, no, yeah.
$10 a month. Do that. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to do that because they want to build it into Fortnite
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the
deal with that existing
that's
store.
That's the Tim Sweeney thing. That's why I'm pissed at him. I'm like, just focus on, you have a golden goose, work, build your golden goose a nice house and keep him safe and warm. So he keeps laying golden eggs. Right. Don't put a pig in the golden goose's house.
You're calling Harmonix a pig?
Yes.
That's so rude.
I'm very rude.
Right, they bought Harmonix, right, for all that? Yes. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not crazy. Yeah, I mean, sure, buy, fucking make Harmonix and make the Rock Band platform. It doesn't have to be inside Fortnite, especially when you're not benefiting from, like, oh, wow, I can watch RoboCop stand.
The thing is, though, it could be in Fortnite. It just doesn't have to be right in the same main screen as the Battle Royale. It used to be you would log in and there'd be like two windows and one would say Save the World and the other would say Battle Royale and you would choose and then it would take you to.
Right. They want to make sure you see it, Wombat. You want to make sure you give it a shot. You know, that's why. I hear you.
Get it.
What else we got here? So Fallout, I didn't even realize this, but so Fallout fee is free. I don't even know what they are. What are the free updates that Fallout 4 is getting? They're doing
a next-gen upgrade.
Oh, that's what they're doing. Okay.
Yes, and that's supposed to be out on Friday. I started playing the game again earlier this week because, I don't know, because I did. Because I watched the show and I'm like, ooh, I need more Fallout in my
life. You and everybody, Wombat. Do you see this? Yes. The game rose by 7,500% on Steam.
Yeah, everyone's playing Fallout 4 again. Did I tell you what happened to my son? My son saw me playing Fallout 4 and he goes, I want to play Fallout 4 too. Can I play it? And I said, you have an Xbox. You do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
And so he downloaded it. The very first mission, he gets out of the vault. He goes, he has to talk to, you know, whatever his name is, Mr. Handy, the robot guy in the town. And he won't respond to him. He won't talk back to him. Apparently, this is a known glitch. You can't.
He's getting Fallout 4 experience.
That first mission, it just won't start. Literally, in Sanctuary, he can't talk to the guy. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. He's like, well, I'll just keep walking and we'll see what happens. So he walks into the first town. He gets to the first building. The thing pops up and says that he completed the first mission because he, that, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, it completed on its own. I guess I'll keep going. He goes into the first building. He clears it out. He talks to Preston, and Preston's like, thanks for clearing out the building. I'll meet you in Sanctuary. He goes to Sanctuary to talk to Preston, and Preston won't give him the next mission.
Sweet.
So he still has a mission in there, like to go to Diamond City. So he's like, I'll just keep playing and we'll see what happens. But these are known bugs that have been in this game for a decade and have never been patched out, which is somewhat laughable. And also really sad at the same time. So I'm hoping that with this free upgrade, maybe they'll fix some of these bugs in the remastering on Friday.
So it says up to 60 frames per second performance and quality mode. Free update on with stability improvements, login and quest fixes. That sounds like what you're looking for.
So here's hoping that he gets his quest fixes and he doesn't have to restart his game over again, because he seems to be enjoying it, which is nice. He just needs to, you know, he got his power armor and he's like, I'm wearing power armor the whole time. I'm like, you do you, man. You do you.
Right. Man, that's a good strategy. Interesting. The mod situation on the consoles is different, I guess, than the mod situation on PC, because it sounds like the mod situation on PC is very excellent. And can really change the whole experience.
I don't want to put in mods. I want to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But like, even if you could like have like a cool new design for your Pip-Boy,
no,
you wouldn't be interested in that.
No, I want the design the Fallout. That's like the charm of the game.
But what if it's better?
It would be better.
How do you mean it wouldn't be better? People make better things all the time.
I don't know. It's not the same.
But it is not the same. That's the point.
I don't want some
Mega Man blaster.
Yeah.
Sure, you can get that.
Exactly. I don't want that. You want a
Mega Man blaster for your arm?
I just want the Pip-Boy to look like the Pip-Boy.
No, but I mean, it can look like
a really big Apple Watch.
Yeah. No, it's not something I'm talking about. I'm saying like it's, I don't know what I'm saying. I just saw people saying that I watched some video and the guy had like a cool looking Pip-Boy and people were like, what's that? And it was some mod. And people were excited about it.
I think that they exist, I think, is cool.
You might want to check it out just to, like, you know, you played the game already a bunch, right? Like, how many hours you put into it the first time? You don't care.
I honestly don't barely remember the game. It actually has been that long where I'm like,
because you skip all the cutscenes in the talking.
That is true, too. People start talking to me and I'm hitting that A button so fast. Like, hey, we're glad you're here. All right, go to that point. I'm away. Go to the blip. Got it. Okay, I'm at the blip. Now what? And it shows up in the corner of my screen. Kill leader. Got it. Kill the leader. And then I kill the leader. And then go back to fast travel back to the blip. Got hit A. Leveled up. What else is there?
I don't know.
The story.
What is he going to tell me? Thank you for killing the leader. My small farm sure is glad that you did that. Oh, by the way, we're all going to die.
You're saying you got the idea, basically.
I get the gist. Yeah.
Just let me shoot somebody and take their stuff.
Exactly. Ooh, pants. Ooh, new pants.
So yeah, the Fallout TV show did a good job of pretty much emulating that situation. Yeah,
they sure did.
What are we up to here? Oh, the last story here that I put in your Wombats news and stuff. You heard about Little Big Planet just shutting down. Well, they shut down the servers, I think, in January. They said they had some maintenance to do. So they shut the servers down unexpectedly in January. And then instead of bringing them back, they were just like, we're going to keep the servers down. And you lost all your stuff if you didn't download it already. So, you know, that game is all user generated or most of it.
Win-win for everybody in that situation.
Do you think like they had some catastrophic event where they actually had lost the stuff back in January and then they thought they maybe could get it back? Because like they don't want to do, they mean, it's not a good look just to pull everybody's shit down without notice. Sure. Or maybe they just honestly could give two shits. They were just like, fuck you, we're not going to spend another dime on having your shit on our servers while they're down. Just keep it down. I don't know which is more likely. I like to believe in people, so I want to think the positive one.
Maybe something went awry and then they just did the math and went like, we don't have time to fix this. This isn't worth it.
Maybe they got ransomwared.
Maybe.
What about that again? Maybe it was part of the other one.
Did they at least save like the E3 presentations they made that showed all of the like the sales figures and everything in Little Big Planet?
No.
Those are gone now.
I remember playing it though at the Santa Monica E3, the invite only E3.
Mm-hmm. That game is. I always found the controls
not good. A little
bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I always really wanted to like it. Like, oh, it's so cute. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. It's adorable. And then I'm like,
miserable to play.
Yeah.
The one where they actually made the game like control well on PlayStation 5. That one's pretty good where they actually just made the game for you and you're playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was good. Was that well reviewed? I don't remember.
I think it was probably well reviewed. I can't imagine it wasn't well reviewed. What was that even called? That was Sackboy's
Big Adventure.
Some kind of adventure.
Sackboy's mm-hmm.
Big Adventure.
Sack. No, Sackboy's Big Adventure review. IGN gives it an 8 out of 10. That's all you need to know. That's better than a 7.5.
It's got Metacritic 79%.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Also better than a 7.5. Excuse me. Are we up for the CAG bag? Or I think we are. Mm-hmm. I forgot to run a stopwatch, so I'm not sure how long the show is, but it looks like it's long.
Fine.
It's plenty fine. Long.
It's probably over an hour at this point.
It's an hour and 7 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we're fine.
All right, CAG bag. Touche writes in. He says he'd be interested in getting Chibi's opinion on this on the CAG cast. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger demolished. Hey, you're not allowed to correct my reading. Demolished the Craig Elwood house and the internet is furious. That's like a mid-century modern house.
I saw this.
You saw the
when
picture?
It happened. Yeah. I saw our story when it happened and I was going to send it to you. And I'm like,
I saw it. I definitely had seen it.
I was going to say, I'm sure everyone has sent this to you already. And I
saw it. I follow so many like mid-century modern accounts that they were
on.
So
for those who don't know, it's a house similar to your house. And it was considered one of the nicer versions of those houses. Not that your house isn't nice too. And instead of keeping this pristine artistic house in place,
right.
They're demolishing it to turn it into some McMansion that'll probably be ugly because.
Right.
And that's really sad.
Unfortunately, that is the fate for most of those mid-century modern houses, especially the ones that are on big pieces of land. Mm-hmm. Because the houses themselves are not physically large. I don't know how the size of that one, but it's probably not super large. And if the land is, what happens is it becomes worth a lot of money. Like the land is what's worth the money there. So like who wants to buy do you know what they paid for the house? Let's say it was $5 million.
It was some ridiculous amount of money. I think it was more than that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But, well, even let's say it was like $5 million or something like that. Like, who wants to pay that and live in like a 2,500 square foot house? Like, that's doesn't make a lot of sense. That's on like a big piece of land where they could knock it down and build something bigger.
So they paid $12.5 million
right
for the house in Brentwood. They're building a 15,000 square foot house on the property.
What was the original size of the house?
That's what I'm trying to see. It doesn't quite say it.
But the it sounds like the size of the land is really large. That's what always happens with these houses. And then they get they get torn down. And also they're old houses now. They're built in the 50s, so that's like 70.
Those houses probably have better shit in them than some of the newer houses.
They look cool and stuff, and you can renovate them, and but they just you know, at that at $15 million is a lot to spend on a piece of land. So yeah, it just that's just what happens. So like I can't really get too mad about it. Like, and no one else came along to buy it to keep it the way it is. And who's going to at those prices? They don't do it when it's only like 1 million or 2 million. So no one's going to come and do it for when it's 15.
It is funny though, because it does look like something straight out of Fallout.
The house? Oh, and yeah. the first episode was in the very nice mid-century modern house.
Yep. It looks straight out of Fallout. It's pretty funny.
What else we got here? Oh, the collector writes in and asks if I checked out Mirror Watch in Overwatch 2, which I did. It's boring. I don't even know what they're trying to do. They slightly changed the powers of the heroes and made them evil, the good people evil. I didn't even know there were good and evil people in Overwatch. Yeah. It's not... Whenever they try to make an event like Fortnite, like... Apex does a better job, I feel, but Overwatch does the worst job. I'm not like super educated on Overwatch anymore, but every time I jump in to see when there's an event, it always seems like not up to the standards of certainly nowhere near what Fortnite does, but not even up to what Apex does with like the Final Fantasy thing they did. Grim writes in, he says, I'm getting a little bored of rowing. Have you ever used a fan bike? Thoughts on it? I don't even know what's a fan bike. A bike that's a big fan instead of
it has a big fan. Yeah, it would have a similar feel to like the rower full of water. It would.
But why would that be more fun than a rower?
I don't know. I didn't write the stupid question.
No,
why
I'm are you asking.
Giving me the third degree.
I'm asking. Like you're still sitting there. Okay. You're pedaling instead of using your, instead of the rowing motion. I don't know why that's any less or more fun. Why not get one of those like rowers that has the screen on it, like the Peloton? You know, why not just spend like $3,500 on a Peloton rower and then $45 a month on their service? That'll make it interesting.
Would it?
I don't know that you can make rowing interesting unless you're on the water or there's a video game involved with it. I think you're just going to have to not be too excited or go to Orange Theory. It's not boring at Orange Theory, right? You know, you have like, well, it's not, you're not bored on it. You're just annoyed. Yeah, you can't make it interesting. No. All right. That's enough show. We did it. We made it.
Yep.
You can take your NyQuil. Did you take your NyQuil yet?
I did. I went like that and drank it.
Oh, I didn't see it. Attention. I didn't see it.
Okay.
How long ago was that?
When we were just before the keg bag.
Okay.
Yeah. So
how long does that take to kick in?
Probably like another 5 to 10 minutes.
Should we stick around?
Nah, you don't want to watch that.
I feel like I do. Nah. Let's remind everybody to check out Ben Gilbert, longtime friends of the show, his new podcast. It's still new because it only has 6 episodes. New episode just came out today. I Smoke New York. You can hear all about this guy, Black Rabbit Grower. His nickname is Wing Wang. And you can hear all about the olden days of growing weed in New York City in like the 90s and 2000s. Go to Linktree. Just look, Google I Smoke New York. You'll find it. It's on YouTube and everywhere. There's a Linktree. ISNY. Wing Wang. Wing Wang. That's right. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.